Welcome to the Quest Fishing Adventures podcast, season 2. Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday morning, and I'm not going to lie to you, I am super buzzing about my fishing trip on Saturday to Caldecott Lake in Milton Keynes. And as you've seen by the title, I'm pike fishing, which I'm super buzzing about because I love my pike fishing and I've not been pike fishing since early this year. So I've not seen or fished this lake before, so it's a complete new one on me. I have tried to do some research on it on pike fishing, which I've Googled, and I can't seem to find much on it. So it's all going to be fresh to me, so I'm going to have to learn it when I'm there. So they've got two lakes at this venue, North and the South. We're going to be fishing the North Lake, and it sounds quite good. They boast pikes over 30 pounds and some big perch in there. So obviously, if you've been listening to my podcast, I have been doing a spot of perch fishing, so there's always a chance, but I very much doubt it, that I could pick a perch up, not with the size baits that I intend to be using, but you never know. I could always take some fishing lures as well and have a go for them if the pike aren't having it. So on the North Lake, you can actually fish three rods if you're a member, but non-members, so if you're going to pound the bank, you can only fish two rods, which is a bit unfortunate. I really would love to have been able to put three rods out. And I have to say, to be fair, it's actually a really cheap lake to fish. If you want to buy a membership there and fish two rods, it's only £45 for the year. Three rods, £58. And guess what? It's only £8 for a day ticket, and that's for two rods. And that is absolutely fantastic. I have not fished a day ticket water for £8 in God knows how long. So that's super cheap. But a little bit of that does scare me. I'm not going to lie, thinking, if it's that cheap, is it going to be rubbish? So I don't know. We will find out. But what I'll tell you what Andrew did send me the other day, the Polish Predator Angling Society, I probably got the name wrong, but they did a lure fishing day on it, competition day or something like that, and quite a lot of pike and perch came out. So that also tells me, you know, there's definitely fish in there. Currently, there's definitely pike and perch in there. So that gives me a bit of confidence. So anyway, guys, I am super buzzing about this. I really can't wait. I've got all my stuff ready to go. Literally, I could jump in the car now and drive straight there. I'm that ready to go. So let's have a quick look at the weather. Bear in mind, it's Thursday and this is Saturday. Just to see what it's like, and we can compare it, obviously, when we're there. So in all fairness, it actually looks quite good. It looks like it's going to be a cloudy day, which is absolutely fantastic. Lows of 15, highs of 21 degrees. Chances of rain 16%, so that's not too bad. So I've said Andrew's name a couple of times in the podcast now, so if you're not gathered, I'm fishing with Andrew, my good friend as well. I understand that he's not fished this venue too, so it's going to be totally new for him. So we plan to meet there at sunrise, which sunrise is about 6:53, but we will be there before that, without a shadow of a doubt. There's a particular swim that he has heard that some nice big pike have come out of, so we plan to meet up in that swim. And then basically we'll take it from there throughout the day. I assume, you know, if we're not getting any knocks in that swim, you know, most certainly we're moved, definitely. I'm going to bring my trolley as well, just to make that ease as well, so I can just easily move my rods and stuff around the lake if required. So yeah, that's where we are, guys. So I'm super buzzing about it, really can't wait for this one. And I shall speak to you bankside. Well, guys, we're here, and we've chosen to go on the point, which is where Andrew's heard some nice big pike have come out in the past. Hopefully that's going to be the case today for us. Well, to be honest with you, at the moment I just want to get one on the bank. Don't care what size it is. What's time now? Oh, it's just gone 6 o'clock in the morning, literally. So yeah, I'm just walking back to the rods. I forgot to take my money because there's day ticket water as well, as I said. So I need my money just in case the bait comes around, so I need to be able to pay. So we're here. Gonna get the rods all set up, and I shall then update you on where they are. And everything, really, because I haven't got a clue at the moment. So let's go and figure this out. I'll be back in jiff. Right, guys, it's 8:30 and finally doing an update. Been messing around a lot on the deeper, and I have to say I'm super impressed with it already.
Honestly, it's amazing. It's just, I know it's obvious, but it's shown me the depth. It's shown me where, well, basically this lake goes from like, you know, like nothing, like 3 foot, and then just like in the end just gradually drops down to like 11, 12, 13 foot, and you can just see all the bait fish and the fish in the weed as it comes up the slope into all the weed. You can see the weed on it as well. It's absolutely amazing. So literally me and Andrew have just like put our baits just behind the drop off down there, you know, near all the other fish. I've got running rigs on mine, both of mine. Andrew's opted for a Paternoster on both. I think he's fishing two joeys. I've got one joey and a roach on, mine are popped up. So yeah, the rods are both out. Yeah, I'm super excited. The only annoying thing is there's lots of people rowing past. So it's a good job that we're fishing fairly close in. Yeah, I should say we actually are fishing fairly close in. It probably is only about maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 wraps out. Probably 4 wraps out worth, I'd say. So fairly close. So yeah, they're out. I'm finally making a bacon sandwich. And I should update you guys, hopefully, in a millisecond with a nice big fat carp, a nice big fat pike. Come on. Well, it's 9:45 now. Andrew and I have not had a sniffle at all yet from the pike. There's quite a lot of bait fish moving in the margins, like up and down, and I'm trying to figure out how a way of catching one. I might have to try and dig up a worm or something, because I'd love to put a life bait on. 110% love to put a live bait on, and they look the perfect size. I'm looking at them now, swimming up and down, and they look the perfect size. So I might try and figure out if I can catch one of them and try that out. I'd like to do that. Yeah, so we've not had anything yet. I did put the lure rod out for a little bit, but it's because it's so compact with weed coming in. I've got no weed lures, that's another thing I need to add to my fishing box. I need to buy some weed lures. Andrew, in fact, has just gone back to his car, and he's gonna go and look, because he seems to think he might have one. Because we know there's fish in there. Obviously, we don't know if they're pike or not, but they've come up on the deeper, like shoals of fish all sitting in that weed. So it's got to be worth a try, definitely worth a try. So he's gonna go and have a look there. I'm gonna try and figure out if I can catch a little fish. I'm gonna have a little walk around and see if I can. So all I need is one worm. Oh, have I got any an odd bit of boily? I might have an odd bit of boily sitting in my bag. You know, that might be worth a go. And then I go, sorry, thinking out loud now, guys. Yeah, so, yeah, nothing yet. So there's an update. But as you know, things can change just like that, and we can just smash it up and have loads of pike out. Hopefully that's going to be the case. So it's 12 minutes past 11, still not had anything, but interestingly enough, we're just chatting to the bailiff, just came around and we paid for our day ticket, had a massive chat with him. He reckons the average size stamp of pike in here is £20, which would smash my PB by £5, as you know, my PB is only £15, so that's got me like really excited. So part of me is half thinking, wow, do I get a season ticket here? Is only £56, did I say? £56, £58 for the year. Runs June from June. But I could kind of like get a little campaign going on here and, you know, potentially beat my PB pike. That would be absolutely fantastic. Big perch in here as well. So it's like, wow, what do I do? So food for thought, because I'm loving my carp fishing as well at the moment. But this could be the water that I get my £20 pike from. Potentially. So yeah, I'm going to have a little chat with Andrew about it and see what he thinks we want to do. It's always nice to fish somewhere like this with someone else as well. But yeah, food for thought though, guys. Yeah, definitely. And meanwhile, on the trying to catch a live bait, you are allowed to do that here anyway, so double check that anyway. I haven't got any bait at all here to catch little fish with. I've tried to find some worms, I can't find any, so that's not going to happen. But, you know, first trip is always a recce, always a massive learning curve. You learn a lot from it. And when you come back again, you like to think that you're in a better position to catch a fish. And I really, truly feel that I am. God, it sounds like I'm going home, doesn't it, the way I'm talking, but I'm not. I've just learned a lot about this lake so far. Yeah, it's got me excited even more. So, yeah, there's still time. I only said this swim as well, the one we're in, it is one of the main spots to catch pike from as well there's like four spots, four swims that people tend to fish, dead baiting for pike, and we're in one of them. So yeah, we put ourselves in the right position, which is exciting too. Yeah, so there's an update, guys. Nothing yet, but you know, there's still time, still got plenty of hours left. Come on, your pike. I also just want to add in now, so I forgot to say that, not only are we in the right swim, but we actually have our baits in the right spot as well, which is the drop-off. The bailiff said that's where the pike come from as well. He said some people do cast out, you know, quite far and catch from there, obviously, but he says that, you know, one of the main places is from the drop-off. So yeah, just thought it was worth adding that in. So we've got everything right, you know, so far. It's just a matter of a time for us to actually put one on the bank. So fingers crossed we can do this. Right, it's 11:57. I just recast both of them, same spots again. So I do feel fairly confident that, you know, we're going to pick one up. You know, just going by what I just said in my last segment, the only difference I've just made now is I've changed the roach from my right hand side rod because that was a bit battered. There's obviously crays out there, which was confirmed by the bailiff as well. So I put a new fresh roach on, and I've injected it with mackerel. So it's got, you know, some nice oozing mackerel coming out of it now. So fingers crossed that's going to do the job. But only time will tell, guys. So let's see. Let's find out. Right, update time. 13:26. We're still yet to catch a pike, but here is a decent-ish update. Andrew found a shoal of perch. So got the spinner rod out, and he's managed to catch one. A little one, which is absolutely perfect for live baiting. So I've just boshed that on. I've taken my roach one in, and I boshed that on a float rod, and I'm just going to let that like drift around, and that's just on a single treble hook, and I'll just keep recasting it as it moves across, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we get a bit of interest in that. I've always said live baiting is definitely the best way to catch pike, 110%, and perch as well, because you know that's the most naturalist bait you can use without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah, so that's picked up my confidence again, because I feel like, you know, we've increased our chances definitely, and it looks like, well, by a percentage again. And as I said, as I talk about in my fishing, it is always about percentages, like adding those percentages on. So let's see what happens, guys. Right, guys, it's dark now, we've just packed up. Unfortunately, we didn't catch any pike, but you know, that's the way fishing goes. I must admit, I was really excited about the live fish. I really thought that might do something, but it obviously didn't. Pike weren't in the area today, you know. And I will say one thing, in all fairness, we did try loads of different, you know, ideas and techniques, different baits, you know, we really did try. So the only thing we didn't do is move, you know. I think that's the only thing that might have, you know, caught us a pike possibly, if we were to move swims. But you know, in hindsight, you know, you're never going to know at the end of the day. So I'm not disheartened about it. I've taken a lot of new fresh ideas away. I think one thing was, this was my first piking trip after a long, not, this is not an excuse, but this was my first piking trip, you know, this year. When the last trip was like February, I think it was. None of my stuff was set up, so I missed the vital bite time at the beginning. So that's my failure there. But next time I go pike fishing, whether it be here again or somewhere else, I will be set up and ready to go. It would just be a case of finding the spot and putting the bait out. But going back to, you know, fishing here again, 110%, we are coming back here. We have put in the diary a trip, I think it'll be in about a month's time, 3-4 weeks time, something like that. So we are coming back here again. I do feel confident that I can catch a pike from this lake. And after the bailiff saying, like, he reckons the average pike size is 20 pounds, that ticks a massive box to me. You know, that would be, for me personally, where I am with my fishing career, life, you know, that would be amazing for me to catch a 20 pound pike. That would be, that's definitely be the one. So I think I've got to put more time on here. It's a shame, it's, you know, it's Milton Keynes, and it's about a 45 minute drive from where I live, but, you know, that's not too bad. Great skimming things. So anyway, guys, that is it for now. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Sorry I blanked, but I will be coming back here, as I said, and I will be catching a pike soon, whether it be there or somewhere else. It's got me super excited. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it, guys, and I'll see you in my next podcast, and tight lines.
If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.